So some questions. Are you prepared to sacrifice your brothers and sisters so a few can pretend they're superior? Are you prepared to turn your children over to a world constructed for them, which by definition then precludes the full use of their gifts? Are you prepared to accept resource depletion and commodification, the end of planetary health, and the death of the oceans? And consider this, that not only do we and the would-be kings want different things, and that when subject to rule, our gifts cannot fully develop. Consider that we and power have opposite visions of Earth stewardship. And that finally then, any objective view shows that we are opposed, but that these opposite visions possess vastly different means to implement them, and that these would-be kings possess weaponry, weather machines that weaponize planetary energy, and others that utilize radio waves of ultra-low frequency that interfere with the body's internal electrical system. That their development and use of such misanthropic tools means we, so long as power continues to be, must ever suspect seeming natural catastrophic events in both our individual and collective lives. Consider that this is no way to live, with the full weight of power suffocating all hope of an authentic existence. But that with Nicola's gift come to fruition, our hands interknitted, we can push power away and allow freedom, leisure, happiness to finally have its day.